I'd like to give my talk in three parts today. Just briefly on the first two, why I became a Christian, how I became a Christian, and then on the third part, what God has done for me in one area of my life. And why I became a Christian was my husband became a Christian before me, and his name is Peter. He came home from work one day and he said to me, "I became a Christian today." Well, I almost passed out. And I thought he must have been roped in by a religious sect or something. And he was always getting new fads in sailing boats or racing cars or motorbikes. And I just sort of hoped that this would be a new fad and it would pass off and we could get on with something else. And he started to share Bible verses with me. And although I was very sceptical, I just couldn't deny the change that God had made in his life. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17 it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come." And that was certainly true of him, and he'd really changed. And I thought, if God could do that for him, then I wanted part of that life too. So how I became a Christian was very simple prayer. I just knelt down one night and just asked Christ to come into my life and to lead me and to help me and just take control. And that happened on the 9th of March 1974. And then on what God has done in just one area of my life was that after we'd been married for some time, we decided that we'd like a family. And we knew that we could face a few difficulties because when I was 18, I had an operation on the right ovary to remove the cyst. And at the time they thought, well, there may not be problems, but you may have a few too. So without any success, I went off to a gynaecologist. And he put me into hospital for observation under anaesthetic, and a couple of months later, still no success, so back I went, and he put me into hospital for a major operation then. And to cut a long story short, I was left with half of a good ovary, a tube that may not work. The ovary and tube on the other side had sort of shriveled up, and he said, well, you know, may not function. And his exact words were to put in for adoption and it takes 6 years. We were really shattered by that news. And it's good at times like that to have the Bible and to be encouraged by reading it. And just reading about Abraham and Sarah, in that Sarah was too old to conceive, yet God had promised her a baby. And I felt that I could relate to Sarah quite well in that way because I had age on my side, but my parts weren't all that good. And I was also encouraged by Abraham's faith. And in Romans 4:20 and 21 it says, "No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised." Well, as I said, I was encouraged by Abraham's faith, but I must admit mine was not that strong. And I thought 6 years is a long time to wait, and I wanted to put my name on the adoption list. But my husband Peter said, "Well, you're not really trusting God by doing that at this time." And he said, on the one hand you say, "Yes, God, I'm trusting you." But on the other hand, "Well, I've just got my name on this list over here in case you don't come good." And also at this time of waiting and anxiousness, I read in Luke chapter 1 about Zechariah and Elizabeth when they were too old, yet God had promised them a baby. And then in Luke 1:37 it says, "For with God nothing will be impossible." And I read that verse and I really hung on to it and I claimed it. And the odds medically for us were practically impossible, yet God made it possible. And our first daughter, Miranda, was born 2 years ago. Our second daughter is sitting in the front row and her name's Linda and she's 6 months old. And we're really praising God for these children. Thank you.